Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a beautiful Saturday to be out in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, wherever you may be. We are today live in Monroeville. It's the number one Cochran Cadillac Monroeville. We got the Mega Center, and it's going strong here. We're here in front of number one Cochran Cadillac. It's their Charge and Chill event. Come on out. You'll get actually hot dogs that are being cooked by lithium batteries, believe it or not, in a Cadillac right next to us. That's how strong those batteries are. They're giveaways, special savings on EVs. And today only you get $1,000 off number one Cochran's already reduced clear-cut price on a new EV. And keep this in mind, a $7,500 federal tax credit on EVs permanently expires September the 30th. So you have a little bit of time to take advantage of that while it's still available. And no tax credit, it's applied as an immediate discount. So right off the bat, you'll save that kind of money if you come in to number one Cochran Cadillac in Monroeville. First off, I want to congratulate 48 years on the job for Donna Donovan. Donna is here, 48 years on the job. She has been one of the stalwarts of number one Cochran. And Donna, congratulations on all your success. They just signed you for another 20 years, so you have a lot going on there. But congratulations on that. And she knows a lot about cars, but so does the man to my right, Logan Chris. Did I say that right?
Chris.
Yeah. C-R-I-S-E. Logan Chris. I knew I was going to mess that up, but but I shouldn't, because I heard it twice and I should have known it. Logan Chris is here, and Logan, you know more about this stuff than I do, so I just wanted to give you the microphone. Tell us about this vehicle that's making hot dogs for us and also powering our broadcast here today, and how has that happened with these electronic vehicles?
Yeah, definitely, Bob. We appreciate you coming out today. We're sitting next to a Escalade IQ. So with Cadillac, it's kind of been a huge brand for us over the years, and they're finally rolling out a lot of electric cars with this Escalade IQ next to us. It gets up to 460 miles of range. But what's nice too is, like you just talked about, how we're able to power the broadcast. We're cooking hot dogs with it. I have a guy that powers his house when it goes out, when the electric goes out with it. So it's pretty neat. They're coming a long way, and the infrastructure's there, a lot more charging. So it's awesome that we're getting to experience this and have plenty of them here in stock.
Well, Logan, I should tell you that Tom Katanzarek, T-Bird here, is our producer on site. He actually builds lithium batteries. Is that right, Tom?
That's right.
You build them. So he knows a lot more about this. I should let you guys have this conversation, but I wanted to ask you about the battery range. When we talk about electric vehicles, common questions that you get are, okay, well, how long does this battery last? And when I get to a charging station, how long does it take to recharge?
Yeah, that's always been a big point with everybody that even comes in. We call it range anxiety. Everybody always hears horror stories, but that's all you hear, one or two things, and everybody runs with it. But the technology has come so far nowadays. Like a lot of these before, when they first started rolling out these EVs, you were talking like 180 miles of range on a lot of this stuff. But like this Escalade right here, you get up to 460, which is kind of crazy. And a lot of our mid-size ones, you get up to 310, 320. And the thing that's nice about it is before there was nowhere near as many like fast chargers and stuff like that on road trips. It was tough because there wasn't places to stop. But now the infrastructure's just grown so much over the last 2 years to where we've just seen a boom of these electric cars, making it a lot easier, a lot more convenient for the customer. And everybody really loves them. Every single electric car is like a sports car. They're all quick. They all have over 500 horsepower. So everybody I drive in them, they drive it and they're like, wow, this is this is amazing. They were like, it's so weird. It's quiet, and it flies as soon as I step on it. So once you get the chance just to experience and learn about it a little bit, it really does open your eyes against like an ice engine. So it's come a long way. So I encourage everybody to get out and just try them out just to see what it's like and see how you like it.
Now, T-Bird told me this, and I don't understand this, so you can explain. T-Bird, maybe you guys can have this conversation. 1,000 foot-pounds of torque. Now, what exactly does that mean?
So it's basically like the foot-pounds of torque is like you hear horsepower, you hear torque, you hear all them things. Everybody knows what horsepower is. They just instantly relate that to power. But the torque's what gets you going. So a lot of these electric cars, it's all instant torque. So like as soon as you step on it, you're getting shot back. It's like a roller coaster. Like I've driven the Hummer for weeks at a time, and I absolutely love it. Some of those have up to 12,000 foot-pounds of torque, which is crazy. They'll pull a whole G-force off the line. It's like being a Kennywood riding a roller coaster. So it's a lot of fun, and it's nice too because if you're ever pulling out in the traffic, it gets you up and moving instantly. So it's pretty neat.
I'm learning a lot as I go here. I didn't know about foot-pounds, but now I do. And torque. I always thought torque was a golf swing, but now I need more of this. Can your torque there help this torque here? I don't think it can. Cadillac, though, has an impressive lineup of electric SUVs, including the Lyriq, the Optiq, the Vistiq, or the Vistiq, if I want to be fancy about it, and the Escalade IQ. So if someone comes in here and is totally oblivious to it, doesn't understand it, and I would include myself in that. I know a little bit now after spending time with you guys. But what would be the big selling points you're going to tell me about EVs?
One of the big selling points is right now is leasing these vehicles. That $7,500, when it's applied to a lease, takes that down a ton, your payment. Everybody that was used to those $300-$500 leases before, on gas cars, they're hard to get now. It's very rare you're able to come by a $300-$500 payment, even on a $30,000 car. A lot of people are surprised on these electric cars. They could be $70,000, $80,000, $90,000, and you can have a $500-$600 lease on them just because of that EV tax credit and the rebates and specials they have on them right now. So that's one of the big things a lot of people are shocked by. And the thing that's nice about leasing is you get to give it back at the end. So a lot of people end up falling in love with these electric cars once they do lease them and end up leasing another one. But it's nice because if you're not 100% on it, it gives you, it's like an extended test drive for 2 or 3 years to really get to experience it. But the other thing that's neat is the integration in these electric cars. Like we were talking about earlier with that range anxiety, these cars do a lot of it for you anymore. They tell you when to charge, where to charge, the most efficient way to charge. Like we just did one the other day. Somebody was going down to Florida for a golf trip, and he has one of the Cadillac Lyriqs. And we were able to plan his whole trip. It only added about an hour 45 onto his trip. So you think of a trip down to Florida, you're going to stop and go to the bathroom or get something to eat on a trip like that, which is going to take up more than an hour 45. So a lot of people that have that range anxiety, we call it, the integration in these vehicles is just next to none anymore on basically helping you be comfortable with it.
Logan, I appreciate all the knowledge. Thank you very much, Bob. Logan Christ, ladies and gentlemen. He is here at Number One Cochran Cadillac in Monroeville, and you can visit Number One Cochran Cadillac today. It's on William Penn Highway in Monroeville. It's the Charge and Chill event, or stop and check out these electric vehicles online. You can see them do it there if you want to, at CochranCadillac.com. Logan, thanks very much. I know more about lithium than I've ever known in my life now because of this, so come out and check it out at Number One Cochran. In the meantime, we're going to go back to our conversation here, and I'd like to focus more on the Steelers. I think people have said everything there is to say about the Pirates, and if you do want to add to that, that's fine as well. You know, but the bottom line is these conversations are starting to sound an awful lot alike. As far as the Steelers are concerned, this is going to be a very interesting season. Not many people, you know, when this whole thing started this offseason, thought they were going to be a team that was going to be able to compete. Now, all of a sudden, some of the betting odds are up there pretty high on the Steelers, and they believe in what's going on here. And quite frankly, if Aaron Rodgers does get time protected and that 2 years removed from his Achilles, he still can have, and his attitude seems to be the difference, you know, and maybe we're going to see something that changes in the course of the heat of a season and some of the problems that may exist. But for now, he seems to be really embracing this as a last kind of a final dance, the last dance. We've talked about the Chicago Bulls with that. But this may be it for Aaron Rodgers, and he seems to be having fun. He seems to be enjoying the camaraderie that comes with this. Everyone that I've spoken to says that he's a big hit with his teammates. So That could bode well for them, as they know it's going to be one and done here, likely with him. But it could be a pretty magical season if things go the way they expect them to go. 412-928-9370. Joel Nelson back in the hot seat. Dom has left. Joel's over there. Joel, always great to have you on. Let's go to the phone line, sir, and we'll begin with Guy in California. Hello, Guy. How are you?
Hi. It's good. It's good that you're back, Bob. Listen, I want to talk about baseball owners real quick, but you know, it's interesting. You talked about the Steelers 8.5 wins. It's a plus 100, and so it's minus 120. I'm sorry. So that's an interesting bet. But anyways, I rarely talk about baseball, but I do need to say this. You know, the majority of owners of sports teams today are either sociopathic billionaires or these soulless corporations. And, you know, long gone are those owners. Long gone are the owners that love their teams, love their players, and love their cities. You know, you think Art Rooney Sr., you know, George Halas of the Bears, Snyder of the Flyers. And, you know, some owners are really trying to reach out, like Mark Davis in Las Vegas. He bought a WNBA team. You know, and he's trying to reach out to the community. The reason I bring this up, though, you look at John Fisher. He's the owner of the A's, and he's like a classic sociopath. He rips the team out of Oakland, and he says he's taking them to Las Vegas. They do the ceremonial opening in Las Vegas, but it's a facade and a sham. They stop construction. They don't have he doesn't have the funding for it. It's all part of this media ploy to put pressure on the city to fund the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And what becomes of baseball in the future, I don't know, Bob, but I'd like your opinion on this. Thanks.
Well, I think you're right in many respects. I mean, they're always looking for, you know, taxpayer handouts. Whatever they can get from a city, they put pressure on them all the time. They'll throw things like leagues will throw, hey, you can host this. Look what it's going to do to your economy. All true. But in return, they want taxpayer money. I think all of them do. So that's where it starts. But, you know, and that's fine to some degree, but I would rather have guys who have that much money fund a lot of their own stuff. You know, you have the wherewithal to do it. Get people who can help you along the way. It shouldn't be that much pressure on taxpayers, on citizens of an area. They have enough problems trying to make ends meet, and then you're going to give money to a team and to ownership that has a lot of money. So I generally agree with that. So, Guy, thank you. It's a different perspective, and I'm glad you had a chance to tell us about it. Let's go as we move along to Steve and Shaler. Hello, Steve. How are you today?
Good. How you doing, Bob?
Good. What's up?
Hey, so last night, I'm going to tell you, and over the last couple of years watching Bednar, you know when Bednar goes in those funks where he has the three-week spells where he can't do anything. I could see that with Santana last night, and it was like watching Shelton 2.0. You just keep hoping he comes through, and he comes through. Santana didn't have it last night. Make the move. Mattson's in the bullpen. He's down there. The guy's been lights out. You need that win. Let him come in. You know, no one mentioned that all day today. That was the one thing that I noticed last night that I think would have worked last night, bringing Mattson in. Get Santana out. He didn't have it. And Santana's had it. So you should have been able to know right away, this guy's not on tonight for some reason. You know, because Santana's been lights out. But he did not have it. You know, and that was noticeable for, and it looked like Bednar. And we,
yeah, I hear what you're saying, and you're right. He did not have it. He had given up already one home run, but I think he was committed to him in that situation, especially after they traded Bednar. And this is just me watching. I had the same thought, potentially they could make a move, but I thought Donnie Kelly said, this guy is now our closer. I'm going to stick with him and trust him, and he has been good prior to last night, but optics suggest that he did not have his good stuff, and he was missing all sorts of location areas.
Yeah, and that's what bothers me, because we've watched Bednar do that, you know, 20, 30 times over the last 3 years, and it's hard to watch. You know, especially last night, that game. You know,
I got you, Steve.
I think
most managers are going to defer to their guys when they bring them in. They're going to kind of stick to them. But you're right. In that case, he just didn't have it, and maybe they should have done that. Thanks for the call. One more before we go to break. That's Kevin in the North Hills. Kevin, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, Pop. How are you, buddy?
Good. Thank you.
Yeah, I got to put that game last night on Donnie Kelly. If we ever needed a win, our offense came through. with all this trade deadline BS. We needed that win. We had won 8 out of the last 9, and Harrington didn't have it. He left him in there too long. You could just tell right away he was struggling with his control. And they should have left Nicholas probably in there a little bit longer. Anything you needed to do to protect that huge lead, you've got to do. You just can't flounder a game like that. Then they would be 9 out of 10 with Skeens pitching today. It's just so frustrating to see them give that game away.
Well, as far as what that win meant or didn't mean, I at this point it doesn't matter. They're so far out of contention that I'm sure you'd like to win it, especially because it was a terrible team that they're playing and they had them down. That's what makes it worse. If you're playing the Yankees and you see this sort of thing, not that it's acceptable, but you would probably say, well, it's the Yankees or the Dodgers. But this was the Colorado Rockies, for goodness sakes, and they have only had 29 wins all season long. So, from that point of view, I can only tell you what I think he was thinking, which was, I'm going to stick to Santana. He's now our closer, and I'm not going to immediately go against him one game into the David Bednar exit opportunity here. He's now the closer. I'm going to stick with him, and he paid the price for it. Thanks for the call. We'll come back with more. It's 412-928-9370. Bob Pompeiani with you until 1 o'clock. We got the Pirates on the air today. As you heard the caller say, it is a Paul Skeens Saturday. He'll be on the hill against the Rockies after the 17-16 come-from-ahead loss. It was unbelievable. 9-0 Pirates, 15-6 Pirates, and they lose 17-16 last night. If you went to bed early, probably good for you because your heart rate remained the same. But if you stayed up, then you may have had to go on some sort of Eliquis or something like that, one of those meds that helps your heart rate. We're here live at number one Cochran Cadillac in Monroeville. It's the Charge and Chill event. We got tremendous stuff, and if you really are interested in learning more about electronic vehicles, how they work, and why it could be a good upgrade for you, come on out and check it out today. They got a lot of opportunities, including only today, a $1,000 off. Number one Cochran's already reduced clear-cut price on a new electric vehicles. And I've learned more about lithium batteries than I can possibly have imagined here today. In fact, that it's actually cooking our hot dogs for us as well. It's Bob Pompeiani on the road at number one Cochran Cadillac at the Mega Center. Back with more after this on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And we continue to be live here until 1 o'clock. We're at number one Cochran Cadillac Monroeville. It's the Mega Center, and this is the number one Cochran Cadillac Charge and Chill event. Come on out, get some food, some giveaways, special savings on electric vehicles. That's what it's all about today. And even if you're not going to get one right now, you may learn a lot just by snooping around out here. And we can tell you, if you are interested in purchasing one, you can get $1,000 off a number one Cochran's already reduced clear-cut price on a new EV. Plus, keep in mind the $7,500 federal tax credit on electric vehicles permanently expires on September the 30th. So you can take advantage of it while it's still available for you. And it really looks and is applied as an immediate discount on a qualifying EV lease or purchase. So it's like an immediate discount of $7,500. Don't pass that up. Our broadcast equipment today is being powered entirely by a Cadillac electric vehicle. They're also cooking hot dogs. We're getting to a point now where we're going to have everything just done robotically. We won't exist anymore, T-Bird. I don't know what I'm going to do here with all this new advanced stuff. But I can tell you that they have an impressive lineup here. If you're interested in electric SUVs, we have the Lyriq, the Optiq, the Vistiq, or the Vistiq, and the Escalade IQ. Come out, check it out, learn more about lithium batteries, how they work, you know, how many miles you get to the battery. And I mean, these offer 450 miles of battery range. They're fast charging. Everything you need to know is out here at number one Cochran Cadillac in Monroeville. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. We're talking about the Steelers and the Pirates, of course. Steelers apparently have another big crowd. I'm heading out there as soon as I'm done here today because we have another of our all-access Steeler training camp specials coming your way tonight, 11:35 on KDKA-TV. Hope you tune in for that. We'll get you caught up on just about everything going on with the Steelers after 2 weeks of training camp. You know, focusing on their division, a lot of people are optimistic about the Steelers, but it's still, to me, it's a very difficult division. Number one, because of the Ravens. I mean, it's as simple as that. They're coming off a 12-5 2024 season. And in the wild card game, you remember that one, how painful it was as the Steelers got beat up down there 28-14. And that was a game in which they just ran the ball almost 300 yards down the Steelers' throats. And this is one of the areas that the Steelers have got to improve upon tremendously, stopping the other team from running the football. It did not happen enough last year. It made them vulnerable in other aspects of their game. And one of the reasons why their, you know, second half of the season, especially the last three games into the wild card, did not turn out well. The Ravens, after that, they went on. They played that divisional game in Buffalo and should have won it, I thought. They lost 27-25. But they, you know, the Ravens are a team that's, I tell you, I picked them to win this division mostly because of Lamar Jackson's continued improvement in the passing game. And last year they became the first team, I think I'm right on this, in NFL history to have a 4,000 passing yard quarterback and then 3,000 rushing yards in a same regular season. They can do that with what they have. And, you know, they've added on some nice players, specifically defensively. Jaire Alexander is really good. Awuzie they brought in. I think Malachi Starks will be an addition to their secondary, which was already good to begin with, I thought. So they're going to be a team to be reckoned with, certainly. And that's one of the things you have to watch out if you're the Steelers. You got to play them twice in the second half of the season. Excuse me. The other part of this is the Bengals. Now, you can tell me that they're going to be a good team, which I think they are a good team. But can they be a playoff team now after missing it two straight seasons? You know, they went to the AFC title game before that Super Bowl, and now all of a sudden they had terrible starts. Last year finished 9-8. They missed the playoffs. You remember they ended the season by beating the Steelers and winning their last five games, but when you're 4-8, it's hard to overcome that, and that's exactly what they were, 4-8 to start the season. They score a lot of points. They gave up more, and they have a new defensive coordinator down there in Al Golden. So I think Cincinnati, if they get the Hendrickson thing figured out, you know, are still going to be a team that's going to have to outscore you, and they can do it. They have that kind of weaponry on offense. So we'll see what happens there. 412-928-9370. Let's go out to Chuck in Bridgeville, who joins us right now. Hello, Chuck. How are you?
How you doing there? I just have one comment to make. Congratulations to Key Brian Hayes, Billy Falter, and the rest of the crew for getting out of the Pirates losing organization. Hope you enjoy the playoffs. That's it.
Well, I don't know about Hayes. Cincinnati still has some ways to go, but he did a home run, although he made an error, too. You know, I think that's a good team for him to go to. I think Terry Francona is a good manager to play for. I think Cincinnati will make a push here at the end of this. But, you know, they still have issues there in Cincinnati. They got some pitching issues that I think may detain them from getting where they need to go. I'm looking at the standings right now because I just want to remind myself where everything is. In the National League, the Brewers and the Cubs are in a battle for the top spot. Cubs are a game behind the Brewers. And then you have the Reds 8 behind. Now, if you want to go down to the wild card situation and analyze that, the Reds are on the outside looking in. They're 3.5 games behind the Padres. That's certainly not insurmountable, but you got to hop over a few teams to get to where you need to go. It's interesting to me, though, that some of the records here with teams that are leading their division are not all that impressive. The Brewers have the best record of any team. Now, I would never have expected that with the money they're paying the Dodgers, and, you know, they're only 64-46. You look at a team like the Phillies and the Mets overpaying for a lot of positions. The Marlins are a surprise here. They were supposed to be in a complete rebuild mode, and here they are at 53-55, a really crazy win for them last night. They're ahead of the Braves by far. They're ahead of the Nationals. They got a better record than a lot of teams, and people thought that team was going to be kind of a rebuilding team. When you look at some of the, you know, big names and the kinds of seasons we're having, I'm always interested to find out batting averages. Because it used to be, you know, in order to win a batting championship, you had to bat, you know, 340, something of this nature. Not so much these days. So the league leader from the National League in batting average is Will Smith of the Dodgers at 325, and that is far and above everybody else. Second is Manny Machado at 301. Those are the only two hitters with as many bat requirements that you need to qualify that are over 300. That's it. Even Luis Cerise, who normally is in that range, is under 300. So, I mean, batting averages are down. There's no question about that. Home runs, this is going to be a two-man battle, or maybe a three-man battle now that it depends. Schwarber is one behind Ohtani, I believe. So Ohtani had some problems pitching the other day. I'm not sure what happened there, if he left the game and if that's affecting him. But 38 home runs is pretty amazing. Kyle Schwarber with 37 of them, and he continues to just be really good at driving in runs. Schwarber has 87 runs batted in. His average stinks, it always does, but man, he can hit the long ball, and he provides a lot for their teams. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. More calls on the way, and then at 1 o'clock, Jason Mackey takes over. He'll have you from 1 to 2, and then he does the pre- and post-game show for the Pirates and Colorado Rockies. And it cannot be any more exciting or disappointing as you saw last night. Jason will talk about that 17-16 loss when it looked like it would be an automatic win after a 9-0 start for the Pirates. That reminded me of the Jim Rooker walk-off game in Philadelphia where he promised to walk back to Pittsburgh. They're not going to blow a lead, and it may have been 9 runs in the ninth. I can't remember the specifics of that, but he ended up walking back to Pittsburgh because they gave up that lead. But that's how bad it was last night as the Pirates blow one 17-16 against Colorado. Jason will be up at 1. I'll be back with more. And if you want to sneak in a call or two, do it right now at 412-928-9370. It's Bob Pompeiani on the road at number one Cochran Cadillac in Monroeville.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, we're back with the final segment. Bob Pompiani with you today. It's a Charge and Chill event, a number one Cochran Cadillac in Monroeville. Again, come on out. We got some hot dogs actually being cooked by a lithium battery, believe it or not, in a Cadillac car right over here. We have giveaway special savings on EVs. Even if you don't purchase one now, you can learn a lot about them, and you can probably take a test ride as well. Today only, you get $1,000 off number one Cochran's already reduced clear-cut price on a new electric vehicle, $7,500 federal tax credit. It expires on September 30th. Take advantage of it while it's still available. The tax credit is applied as an immediate discount, so just like that, you take that money off the price of the vehicle. And our broadcast equipment is being powered entirely today by a Cadillac electric car. Who knew that this kind of stuff would go on? 412-928-9370. Again, this is a big day for the Steelers. They have an afternoon practice. A lot of people are already out there, excuse me, told that the crowd going in today was long, as it's been. People make this vacation situation, and so they make this kind of a holiday for them. So I expect a big crowd out there today. We'll be broadcasting a special tonight, 11:35 on KDK. It's Steelers All Access, so tune in for that. Also want to remind you about our sponsors who make this show possible. Number one Cochran, of course. Ride in style and go on better with number one Cochran. PNC Bank, make today the day, and check out their virtual wallet because they always do a great job with that department. If you want to make your financing a lot easier to deal with, PNC Bank is your place to go. And Shenderovich, Shenderovich and Fishman, they got your back, not your wallet. Unless you play golf with them, then they got your wallet. They're that good, and they take money from you. Believe me, if you're in their group, watch out. Also, want to remind you about the excuse me, the van. I made a mistake here, ladies and gentlemen, so I'm not going to continue to get Tom to I'm getting all choked up. I went in the break, and I ate a hot dog, and I ate it too fast. And now it's giving me problems. So they're going to be transparent there. I keep looking at Tom here and saying, turn the audio down when I cough, but I don't control my cough right now. It's out of control. So that's the truth. And there's a hot dog that's doing some damage into my vocal cord, so I apologize for that. Fan Text Line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless they get money for you. And Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township, SouthHillsKia.net. All right, we'll end where we started, and that's with the Pirate debacle last night. And the fact that they had a 9-0 lead, only lose 17-16. to a team that had 29 wins coming in. It's just ridiculous how it happened. There were some parts of that game where you're wondering, Thomas Errington comes in and gives up 6 runs. In the bottom of the ninth, they had just traded David Bednar, so Dennis Santana is their closer. And Donnie Kelly was going to stick with him because he is their new closer. Excuse me. Still come. See, this is how Kobayashi feels, right? Whenever he's trying to catch up and he's stuffing those hot dogs down and there's reversals in sight. And this is what I'm going through right now. So they end up getting 5 runs in the bottom of the ninth, the game-winning walk-off home run. So today it should be a little bit different. Paul Skeens is on the mound, and the Skeens Saturday as they'll take on Colorado in the second game of the series. You'll hear it coming up today after Jason Mackey greets you at 1 o'clock. He'll also have the pregame show, the North Shore Tavern leadoff show, leading into that game in Colorado. All right, we're heading out to Steeler camp. This will be a big week coming up because they're the first preseason game. I will know never to eat a hot dog prior to doing the game on Saturday in Jacksonville because if this is the result, then it cannot happen again. But we have that game for you with Charlie Batch and I in the booth. Missy Matthews will be there. Rich Walsh and Chris Hoke will handle all the pre- and post-game stuff. So there's a lot to get to look at this new team, and it is a new team. It's got some big names on it, as I say, 5 new defensive starters. But they also have to come together, and the only way that's going to happen is through repetition. The one thing about the Steelers' schedule, they need to take advantage of it early. Of the 6 games that they play early on, only one of those teams is a playoff team. So they should get out to a pretty good start, knowing that the second half of the season, especially with a game in Ireland followed by a bye week early, is going to be difficult. You're not going to get a bye week in week 9 or 10. It's going to happen early in the season. So they're going to make hay while they can. 412-928-9370. Jason will take your calls coming up. Joel, I'm going to get out early here before I have another reversal on the air, and I don't want that to happen. So thank you to you. Thank you to Dom. Thank you to T-Bird here. And thanks to good people, Number One Cochran in Monroeville, the Cadillac dealership here, because they had a great day here. Come on and check out all of these new vehicles that they have, electric vehicles. And today there are special offers available to you. $1,000 off a Number One Cochran already reduced clear-cut price. You got 7,500 federal tax credits. A lot of things to impress you. If you want to learn just about more electronic vehicles, come out and ask some questions today. They're here, and they have really some of the top SUVs in the market with Lyric, Optic, Vistiq, and Escalade IQ. Weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group. And if you look outside, I think you'll know that it's a pretty good weather day, and it's going to be that way for a while. Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Nice day today, high of 77. Tomorrow, more sun on the way, high of 80. That's going to do it. I'm Bob Pompeiani. Thanks for joining me today. Coming up next is Jason Mackey, and then it's the North Shore Tavern leadoff show when Paul Skeens takes the mound in Game 2 against Colorado. Have a great day, everyone.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair, and the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.